Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media presents another Gildan Seminar, Stinkin' Thinkin' by Gary S. Goodman.
Welcome to Stinkin' Thinkin', 37 Mental Mistakes, False Beliefs, and Superstitions That Can Ruin Your Career and Your Life. I'm Dr. Gary S. Goodman. Preface. I owe a debt of gratitude to the great motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. Early in my career, I picked up a well-used copy of his classic self-help book, See You at the Top. Zig wrote with wit and passion. He was one of the world's best salesmen for the power of maintaining a positive mental attitude. Zig also mentioned, but only with a brief reference, that we should avoid putting garbage into our minds, what he termed stinking thinking. That phrase stuck with me. He didn't elaborate on what the many forms of suboptimal thinking are, how they keep us from pursuing good and positive outcomes, and how they limit our careers and our lives. I suppose he left that to me, providing part of the motivation to produce this program. They say you can't help others without helping yourself at the same time. By straightening out your thinking, I'm reminding myself of the many traps we fall into and tricks we can play on ourselves. Altogether, there are 37 tips that I offer to help you to avoid the mental mistakes, false beliefs, and superstitions that can ruin one's career and even one's life. I'm not going to sour your attitude by pointing out errors without also providing alternatives. I describe faults, but I provide prescriptions as well. You'll find lots of do's to go along with the don'ts. I think Zig would like that. I look forward to clearing away the cobwebs, hobgoblins, and other mental distractions and miscalculations that have kept you from getting exactly what you want and what you deserve. Introduction. The quality of our thinking will largely determine the quality of our lives. If our thoughts are constructive, useful, clear, and unencumbered, we'll reach the gold standard of living well. We'll be happy. On the other hand, if our thoughts are destructive, clouded, and barnacled, we suffer. We usher into our careers and our personal lives nothing short of misery. Beyond personal dissatisfaction, we pay a huge price for allowing our thoughts to fail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?